The last expo was in May this year, and I remember it well because you got me in to help present some of the lectures that were running. Tell me about the overall event last year. Was it what you expected?
Absolutely, and more, actually. It was quite large last year. We spread out into the church car park across Sims Street in Sandringham.
Oh, you had the electric cars, didn't you?
We had the electric vehicles, electric bikes and cars, yes, hire bikes as well as commuter bikes. We had a child's obstacle course for bike riding as well. And we spread out into Sims Street where we had the sausage sizzle and some live music and another workshop in there for kids who were using T-shirts and turning them into bags and decorating those.
So lots of hands-on activities.
Yeah, lots of hands-on activities.
I actually went along to the composting workshop because I'm one of those nerds who likes to try different ways of composting. So I have a worm farm, I have a composter on the ground, I've got a tumble composter. So I went along to one of those workshops. So you had a few workshops on, didn't you?
Yeah, we had the, like you say, the composting workshop. We also had growing your own veggies at home, how to get yourself started, and particularly with small containers and balconies as our gardens are getting smaller, and it's how do we get started growing a few herbs and vegetables at home. And that's where it all begins, your journey in sustainability, is looking at what to use in the kitchen and what can be reused and turned into compost and then used in your veggie gardens. And that's that cycle.
And there was also some quite high-level discussions. I'm trying to remember some of the people that were involved in the lectures were really seriously into the science.
Was that the plastics and what do we do about it? Yes, we had the two panel discussions, the one with the plastics, which was, unfortunately, I didn't get in there to see much of that. I was a bit busy running around making sure everyone else was okay, and I would have loved to have stayed for more of that one. So we had Adam Slater from Zero Plastics Australia, and they collect bottle tops and recycle those into different products, which for me, initially, I'm going, oh, we're recycling, we're making more little trinkets and things that, you know, which is feeding into that consumerism. But these are made from 100% recycled materials, which can be recycled at the end of their life. So they do not end up in landfill unless we intentionally throw them there, because they can be recycled multiple times. So in that way, I know we all need Christmas decorations and we all want little trinkets and you know, hair clips and stuff like I'm wearing today, but mine is out of 25 bottle tops that have been collected. We do all still use these products and we do want them. So if we're going to have them, let's have them out of 100% recycled plastics.
And we are going to have them because we know that the Global Plastics Treaty that's been negotiated for years is still not agreed because the fossil fuel lobby is so powerful.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, I don't know how we combat that one. We've all just got to make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And it's also in the way we purchase things too. If we've got to be a bit more conscious about the way we purchase things and try and buy with less plastic. It's difficult, but it can be done.
Anyway, look, I've got us off topic. Let's go back to the Eco Expo because you've already started organising for the next one, which is in...
It'll be the 2nd of May, 2026. Yes, we have started planning for that one. We're doing a slightly different angle for the next one because we really want to get some more kids involved and use it as the voice for the children this next year. So we're asking schools to get groups of 15, up to 15 students across their school group to hear their voice, see what their concerns are, their environmental concerns, so that they can actually educate their parents and the community. So I want to be a facilitator for their voice.
This is interesting to me because it takes me back because, you know, I have very visual memories. And when you talk about children educating their parents, I was in Indonesia teaching some environmental groups around communicating their stories. And they were working with very, very low-income villagers to try and stop people from throwing rubbish into their waterways because there were creek beds all around the villages. And so people were in the habit of putting their rubbish into those creek beds because they were a dip and they were away from the living areas. And so what this group was doing was working in the schools and educating the very young children around the impact of throwing rubbish, and then hoping, and it apparently was working, that the children would go home and talk to their parents about what they'd learned in school and actually teach their parents about the impact on their environment of having this blocking their waterways.
And this is a big thing that we found, even when my kids were in primary school, or I don't know, my eldest is 30 now, so how many years ago is that? He was an environmental captain at school, and he would come home and he'd be teaching me. So it does start in primary school, and the kids go home and start teaching their parents. But what we would like to do is take this that other step forward and really use the kids' ideas on how they can educate their parents and the wider community, and what sort of demonstrations and workshops and presentations that they would like to give, and we will facilitate that for them. And we would like them to actually go to businesses and talk to businesses and advocate for change and what businesses can actually be doing to make themselves more sustainable, because these are the kids that are going to inherit our future.
Absolutely. And for people who might want to get involved in the Eco Expo, either in through the schools project or as an exhibitor, what can people do to get involved?
We're looking for committee members now. We're starting to build the committee who is going to facilitate the kids' voices. We're also looking for someone who would like to take on our social media. Now, that can be at multiple people. Some people can take on the other sides of media, but there's also the social media. So we really want to get the word out there this year as widely as we possibly can. And funding is always an issue as well, so we are seeking sponsorships. So if anyone would like to sponsor the Sandy Eco Expo, you're welcome. Please, you can just contact me via the email address, which is c@sandyecoexpo.com.au.
And that's S-double-E, as in the Sandy Eco Expo. Can we have that email address again, please, Kate?
It's c@sandyecoexpo.com.au.
There you go. If you'd like to get involved either as an exhibitor or a sponsor or help organise the children or exhibit, a product or service, you can. It's not just not-for-profits, it's a mixture of businesses and not-for-profits.
Businesses are a mixture and not-for-profits. But what we do like with the businesses is it's not about retail sales. It's about an eco-friendly business that is actually helping people avoid waste.